What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Chris Saliza is the author of Daily Newsletter, the daily newsletter called So What, an independent news creator. You can watch him on YouTube, catch him in Substack, Newsphere, and a contributor to News Nation. And Chris is with us on this Monday on 104.1 FM KMOX. Good morning, Chris.
Well, it's not a good morning, Chris, because the Nationals got swept by the Cardinals this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that.
You don't sound sorry, to be totally honest.
No, 1-8 in a row. We're feeling pretty good.
Chris, we need this.
We've lost 7 in a row.
Nice.
Well, you're going to be fine.
Is that good? Or?
Nope.
Yes.
Really, really bad.
Yeah, we scored 3 runs in the entire series.
Isn't it awesome? I mean,
not
for you.
The Cardinals aren't good, but 3 runs is a little... 1 run a game feels like you're not going to win that many games.
That's exactly correct. So, Chris, we got the executive order this morning about prescription drug prices. We also got the tariff news that the tariff deal between U.S. and China has been struck. Why don't we start there and what we know?
By the way, talk about a day where Donald Trump's kind of flood the zone strategy is apparent. I mean, there's... You have an American hostage being released by Hamas. You have Israel and that whole conversation of Ukraine. You have Pakistan and India. You have the trade. I mean, there's just so much. But the truth is, Chris, we don't know that much about this trade deal. I think with China, I would call it more of a sort of a framework of a deal as opposed to like all of the details. We do know that there will be a 30% tariff on Chinese goods coming into this country, a 10% tariff on American goods coming into China. This is, you know, 100% less than what each country had in terms of a tariff prior to today. I think this deal was sort of inevitable in that neither country probably could sustain the level of tariff they had put on each other for the long term. You know, the Chinese economy is obviously in not great shape. I think Donald Trump was starting to get worried about ordering for the, I know it feels a long way from now, but the holiday season, and were people going to have empty shelves, and, you know, how would that reflect on him and his party? So it feels to me like this deal was always going to happen because the status quo that we had was unsustainable.
Chris, as you mentioned, just a flood of headlines from the Trump administration today. We're talking about the tariffs in China. I do want to jump over to Donald Trump's trip now over. He's in the Middle East. And a couple of big headlines coming out of there. One, including Trump seeking $1 trillion of investment in the United States by Saudi Arabia, which seems a bit odd. But then also... this $400 million Qatari gift to Donald Trump, which would be a luxury plane to be used as Air Force One, and then Trump's plane afterwards. You know, Qatar that harbors Hamas terrorists, that Qatar?
It's remarkable. I was just, Chuck Todd and I, former host of Meet the Press, and I have a podcast every Monday that I usually tape right before I talk to you guys, and we were just talking about the kind of numbness that there is in a lot of circles in Washington and outside of Washington for this sort of stuff. I mean, to be clear, this reads like a bribe. Qatar is giving a $400 million, it's called a Palace in the Sky, 747 plane, to Donald Trump for his use when he is president, and then allegedly, I don't know if Congress will allow this, but allegedly that it will then be given to the Trump Presidential Library so that he can basically use it for the rest of his non-presidential life. I mean, there is a clause that I know people don't know about or care that much about. It's called the Emoluments Clause in the Constitution that was written for just this reason, to say that Congress has to approve of any gifts from a foreign country to a president. I don't know if Congress is obviously Republican controlled at this point. I don't know if they will do anything, but it's remarkable. I mean, if George W. Bush did this, if Ronald Reagan did, I'm not even going to mention Democrats, but if George W. Bush or Ronald Reagan or George H.W. Bush or Mitt Romney, if he ever had become president, did something like this, I mean, it would be a massive, massive scandal. It has gotten a lot of attention, but I don't see a lot of evidence that, at least right now, that Donald Trump is backtracking on it.
Yeah, and Chris, just like for context, if people are like, okay, Qatar, well, you got to do business with countries. Not only are the billionaire leaders of Hamas just hanging out in Doha, but Qatar has already been caught openly bribing politicians, including U.S. senators. Qatar has spent over $6 billion on funding extremism in U.S. universities. They have an extensive lobbying network that is the most aggressive other than China. Like, it's a huge issue. It funds terrorism propaganda. Qatar is a massive concern.
They are... and I don't think this is an overstatement. They are trying to buy official Washington. This has been in place for a while. If the Gulf states as a whole are doing this, Qatar may be the most aggressive and the most willing to spend as much as possible. But there is no question, this is not the first we have seen of this, which is, it's not a quid pro quo because they're not asking of something of Donald Trump directly, but they are putting money everywhere and anywhere in official Washington to make sure their interests are represented and fought for. I don't think there is any question about that. And Amy, that doesn't even get into your good points about what else they're doing outside of Washington, where they're putting money in, and who they are funding, and who they welcome, and who they are friends with. And, you know, I mean, I just, again, I don't want to sound like the sky is falling every day, but I will tell you, having spent 25 years covering this stuff, if any other president did this, no other president would do it, candidly, because I think they would understand the blowback and the potential, not even potential, I think it's an obvious violation of the Emoluments Clause in the Constitution, and they just wouldn't even try it. Donald Trump's presidency, second term especially, where, you know, we're 110-ish days in, has been defined by his willingness to push through norms and to sort of take what he wants. I mean, he's made no secret of the fact that he did not like the Air Force One planes. There are two of them currently. They are old. They're from the early 1990s. They are not your latest and greatest. And he has complained about that repeatedly. Boeing, as he has criticized them, I think rightly for, is behind on the production of the new planes, probably not until 2027. And he wanted a new plane. And Qatar said, okay, here you go. And that's where we are. And, you know, Donald Trump's argument that he has made both on Truth Social and then he just did it in the Oval Office was, look, why wouldn't we take something for free? The comparison he just made was, if you're playing golf and somebody gives you a 5-foot putt, they say, that's good. You don't putt it out. You just take it. Well, you know, again, friendly golf rounds are not the same thing as being president of the United States and our interactions with foreign powers who are not necessarily our friends. And, you know, that comparison suggests to me he either is choosing not to get it or he really doesn't get it. Either way, it's the same outcome.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Mentioned George Bush and Ari Fleischer, who was in his administration today, and who seems to be a supporter of Donald Trump.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, he said, don't do this, because the Air Force One, that aircraft in particular, should be completely made here, and no foreign government should have any part of any, like, of that aircraft at all. Because of the systems that
Chris, we haven't even talked about the national security concerns, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
right, exactly.
Look, I'm sure if this does happen, our intelligence services will go through the plane to make sure there aren't bugs and stuff. But what if you miss one? I mean, this is the president of the United States' vehicle. This is how he gets around. This is where he is having conversations with foreign leaders. He's having very private conversations with his top aides. I always say, Ari Fleischer has been a very public Trump advocate. I'll also note Laura Loomer, who is a very sort of extreme right-wing personality who has some influence over Donald Trump, and literally has said she would take a bullet for Donald Trump. Those are her words, not mine. Said on Sunday that this is a bad idea and a bad look, and he shouldn't do it. So it is not. Yeah. It is not just Democrats in the media who are saying, like, oh, this might be bad. It is in fact. Nor is it just never Trump Republicans. It is in fact a lot of Republicans who are very much for him, but understand this not only looks bad, but at some point in the future, you know, it reminds me of The Godfather, the wedding scene in The Godfather. One day I'll come to you and ask for a favor, right?
Yeah.
And that's sort of the subtext here.
Well, it's like, the United States, we don't negotiate with terrorists. Oh, a gift? Oh, why, thank you. Is it free?
Exactly right. Totally. And to paint it as, well, who would turn down a gift? Well, again, it's sort of a gift with strings attached, right? Qatar is not just doing this to the goodness of their heart because they want Donald Trump to have an updated plane, right?
I mean,
like, we know, as Amy, as you've documented, we know their strategy here. They are using their vast financial resources to seed money across every part of official and unofficial Washington lobbying community and that sort of thing. This is a continuation of that. We know what they're doing here, and it is not just benevolent.
Yeah, and it's insane. And it is so, here's Trump administration taking away, saying we're going to end the federal funding to Harvard because of those, you know, the way they didn't handle the protests, and we won't stomach pro-terrorism language and protests here. And then he goes over to the very country funding the pro-terrorism protests and said, you'd like to give us a plane? Well, that's so kind of you. How nice of you.
I have nothing to add. That is exactly right.
Well, so
George is getting upset.
Now what?
That's how I feel.
You know what, though? I mean, look, I do think there's, we all have talked about this on air before, and I talk about it all the time, which is, you can't make a mountain out of everything Donald Trump does, because if there are only mountains, there are no molehills, mm-hmm. and everything can't be, every day the sky can't be falling. I don't think this is the end of democracy as we know it, but I will tell you that this would never have even been considered by any past Republican or Democratic president. Now, maybe you say, good, Donald Trump's thinking differently. That's fine. I'm just telling you, it would, we wouldn't have a debate about whether or not a president should accept this sort of $400 million gift, because no president would get to the point where they would try to accept it. And we are just, we are in a different time. I think we get reminded of that on literally an hourly, daily, weekly, monthly basis. And I think we just have to, we are through the looking glass at some level, and I think we always have to keep that front of mind.
All right, Chris Saliz, as we say goodbye, anything you'd like to tell us about?
No, I will plug my YouTube channel. You guys mentioned it, but we just went over 82,000 subscribers. So I make daily videos there. So if you want to check it out, it's free. It's the best thing to do. It's easy to sign up, and it's free. Free and cheap and easy are good in life. Go over there, sign up. It would help me a ton. I'm trying to get to 100,000 subscribers. So I'm thrilled. We were at 5,000 at the start of the year. So we've had amazing growth, and I would love it if people check it out. Just do YouTube and my last name, and you'll find it.
No junk fees?
No junk fees. No, right. It's legitimately free.
No,
it's not free
fees.
And then I charge you $39.99 in 2 months. It's
okay,
free, free forever.
Sounds great. Chris Saliz, thank you so much.
Yep.
That is Chris Saliz with us every Monday. Catch his daily newsletter, So What? He mentioned his YouTube channel, Substack, Newsphere. He contributes to News Nation, does a podcast with Chuck Todd. Chris Saliz is everywhere.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.